semi strikes I-94 overhead interchange east of Jamestown Tuesday. County Road 62 gravel concerns brought to Stutsman County Commission. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. A Minneapolis, Minnesota man is facing charges of care required after striking an overhead interchange on I-94 east of Jamestown. The North Dakota Highway Patrol says the driver was eastbound on I-94 roughly 12 miles east of Jamestown when he began traveling from shoulder to shoulder. At the overhead interchange at exit 272, the driver went through the guardrail and scraped down the support pillars on the driver's side. The trailer was hung up on the supports. Habib Muhammad, 36, walked away from the crash and was transported to Mercy Hospital in Valley City by ambulance, where he was treated and released. The crash remains under investigation. Concerns over the gravel portion of County Road 62 were brought to the Stutsman County Commission Tuesday, November 15th. County resident Daryl Rorda brought concerns about the higher amount of traffic using the road near the Spiritwood Energy Park.
I'm sure you're all aware of with the Spiritwood complex, the ethanol plant, and the soybean that wood coming on plant, that there's going to be an awful lot of traffic on that road. It'll actually double or more. That road gets an awful lot of traffic right now.
He added there's a lot of blacktop road around the site and doesn't think it's Stutsman County's responsibility to maintain the road. JSDC Executive Director Connie Ova says she's heard from legislators recently on the 12-mile stretch of gravel on County Road 62.
We have heard quite a bit of information about this. Actually, the legislators, part of them called me last week and asked whether or not the county, they had heard the county commission was going to fund that last 12 miles of gravel on 62, which would take 62 all the way down to 46.
You can read more online at newsdakota.com. And among the recipients of the latest round of donations from Mackenzie Scott is the Dakota Medical Foundation in Fargo. The foundation has received $10 million from Scott, the ex-wife of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more anytime, follow us on Facebook at News Dakota.